preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
And every week the show gets away. It takes off. There's so many things that happen. It seems like it's over with right away. I'm not going to let that happen this week.
It's over before it starts.
Let's get started before that happens.
Okay.
First of all, if you're ape about apes, chimpanzees, or monkeys, you want to listen today as we visit primarily primates in Texas.
Woohoo!
And we got to empty the prize closet. We were having some problems. We have the moo detector in the prize closet. We have a couple of those left. We'd like to give those away.
By Takara?
And we have the kooky catnip oil, which, frankly, we need to get rid of because the cats are going crazy.
Yes, please call. They're scratching at our prize closet.
1-866-405-8405. Now, we learned last week that perhaps catnip doesn't work on Siamese cats.
Very interesting. I thought it worked
on
all cats.
So if you have a Siamese cat, I don't know if the catnip oil would work, but you can give it a try and report back to us. Hi, Animal Radio.
Hi, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve, where are you calling from?
Santa Barbara, California.
Listening on KTMS?
That's it.
Very, very good. And you're calling for?
I would hopefully get a kooky catnip oil.
We can do that for
Woo-hoo!
You. How many cats do you have?
Well, it's actually for my mother-in-law. She's got 3 kitties right now.
So it's actually for your mother-in-law's kitties, not in particular for your mother-in-law. Well,
maybe that too.
We haven't tried this stuff out yet. We understand it's very potent, so you'll have to report back or have your mother-in-law report back, okay?
We'll do. We're going to see if she got a cat that, what'd they say, 20% of them don't like it or do like it or whatever.
Are any of the cats Siamese?
They're not. There's a, I think it's a Persian, but I'm not sure if they're in the same, it's real long hair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you have any animals at all?
Yeah, we have a dog, and we have dog, hamsters, lizards.
Wow.
What else we got? Last count.
a big old farm up there, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Or a ranch. Okay, well, hold on 1 second. We'll get you your catnip oil, okay?
Hey, thanks so much.
1-866-405-8405. We'll also get him qualified for the no-name giveaway because last week added 2 parcels of land on either Venus or Mars. We're on the level, ladies and gentlemen. Really?
Be the first in your neighborhood.
It's not like this is a joke or anything. We had to find something really big to after the Samsung camcorder.
Yeah, and with the recent launch of the space shuttle, you can have property on the Mars and join some of the presidents and everyone else.
It's for real. Check it out.
Is.
AnimalRadio.com is where all the prizes for the no-name giveaway are listed. All the great things for you and your pet. Hi, Animal Radio.
Hi, Dan Lindsay, calling from Santa Barbara.
Hi, Dan. What can we do for you today?
The LED that responds to the purring cat.
The moo detector.
That's it.
Yeah. How many cats do you have?
I just have one.
What kind of cat?
He's a domestic short hair.
Okay. Does he purr a lot?
He purrs quite a bit. He's a happy cat.
He is a happy camper. Okay, good.
His name is Riley because he has that life of Riley.
Oh, the life of Riley. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We'll send you the moo detector, and you have to report back. Let us know how it works for you. Plus, we'll also send you some catnip oil.
Oh, wow.
So that you can try it out and see if you could get Riley to just get all high on the catnip oil and then set off the moo detector.
Sounds great.
Hold on there 1 second. Okay, we have one more if you want to call at 1-866-405-8405. One more kooky catnip oil to give away. Up next, we're talking monkeys.
Primarily primate.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new steps for pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free
shipping.
$169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
I got this dog, and I just moved in with my boyfriend, and Sheba was driving my boyfriend crazy. She was tearing up the newspaper. She started chewing on the couch. My boyfriend was, you know, telling me maybe I should get rid of the dog. He can't stand her anymore, and I really don't want to get rid of Sheba. I love her to death. My friend mentioned this new product called Comfort Zone, and she said that I should try it because it works really good. Went out and purchased it, tried it for a couple days, and noticed a few days later that it started working. And I went shopping, came home, seeing him and Sheba asleep on the couch. At first, my boyfriend wanted me to get rid of the dog, but now it looks like I get to keep Sheba. Thanks to Comfort Zone, we all now get along really well.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio Network.
Monkeys. Is this Wallace Sweat?
It sure is.
What a name. I love your name. Hey, listen, there are two things in life I really love. One is chocolate pudding when it's just cooked before it's really set or anything.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And
before it gets the scum on top.
It's just great. And then I also really love primates, monkeys and apes. And I really wish we had one in the studio. I think
having
a studio primate would be perfect. But you're actually...
I think you're a bit delusional, but...
I've been saying that for years.
Well, let's find out here. Are you the founder of Primarily Primates?
I'm the founder and director of Primarily Primates.
And that's a sanctuary and rehab. Where are you guys located?
In Leon Springs, Texas.
Leon Springs, Texas, a bunch of primates there. What kind of primates? Do we have any apes there? Do we have any chimpanzees?
Yeah, there are, in addition to the other animals, probably about 600 primates. 70,
wow.
73 of those are chimpanzees.
Where did they come from?
They come to us from all over.
Well, I mean, are these primates that have been experimented on, have been in entertainment? Do they
I
have
can do my own sound bites here. Go ahead.
Okay.
Circus. Are we taping?
No, we're live on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, all right, then.
you should have cut the Valium in half this morning.
So,
tell us, give me some sound bites then.
Okay, sure. We can.
Okay.
The majority of the animals here were those that people attempted to keep as pets. Now, baby monkeys are absolutely adorable, and they have this endearing habit of wanting to be with you all the time and cling to you and...
Like a three-year-old.
And give kisses and all of that. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Before the terrible twos, maybe, but they're just delightful. And part of the criminal thing about it is that they have a... not criminal, but one of the bad things about that is all of the non-human primates have a long juvenile period.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. So... there's always someone that you knew who had an uncle or grandfather or someone who had a monkey. The question, of course, then comes to mind is how long did they have that monkey and where did it go? Because at between the age of 4 and 6 for monkeys and apes, they start acting to us as if they were their own kind. And our skin and muscle is much more delicate than theirs, and they will attempt to gain dominance over us, even though they were taught the word no when they were little. They will constantly try to challenge that, and the reason we have so many pet monkeys is because they ended up biting or scratching someone or
just
totally destroying the house.
So what you're saying, these are unfortunately primates that people got when they were young and thought they, just like I do, think that they would be cute pets.
They always wanted a monkey, and then finally get the chance to come and locate one, and then they come to us crying because they still have affection for the animal, but now realize that it's a dangerous wild animal. And in addition to those, of course, we have such chimpanzees from the movies, primates here from that were used in medical research, circuses, sideshows.
So many of them pretty much had pretty messed up lives before they got there, huh?
A great many have, and for an older person like myself, it's sometimes embarrassing to go to the airport and, you know, find that you see the animals in such bad condition, missing hair, too thin, teeth in horrible condition, and sometimes even staggering and so forth, that I'll find myself having tears rolling down my face because people treat the animals so badly. Once they start to get aggressive and so forth, they're very often relegated to some cage in the garage or backyard or something like that.
These animals must come to you at fairly a young age, and they have a long lifespan. Is that correct?
Many cases, yes. I was a little late getting to the phone today because two more chimpanzees came out that were driven here, and I had to inspect and unload those, and they were they're around 7 or 8 years old, and they've been used in a television show in Germany, but they got to the point where they were unmanageable. The focus of the sitcom in Germany, it's been a very long-running and popular show in Germany, but is that a monkey gets loose from a zoo or circus, and they ends up in some people's house, and so they hide him in the house, and the antics each time of the ape doing funny things and pretty much destroying the house has been of great amusement to the Germans. But now that these two chimpanzees are older and bigger, they had no place else to go, so we took those in.
How did you find yourself doing this and taking on what you've done? Because it's obviously, as you say, one is a lot. You have many.
One is a lot, and we have many, yes. I started out always wanting to work around animals and nature. I grew up in my early years on a farm in New Hampshire. And that was what I wanted to do. So when I became of age, I tried a stint at pet shops, which lasted only about 6 months, because then I realized pet shops, you're really trying to encourage people to buy animals that may not survive, or the people don't have the training to take care of them properly. And that wasn't the thing. And then I tried the zoo route, where I learned a lot. I have worked at several different zoos because I knew that there were gaps in my knowledge, and I wanted more practical, hands-on experience with wild animals before starting anything. And so I had some sort of a background. But in starting this, I was asked to take in three little monkeys whose only crime was that they were growing up. You know, they were starting to bite and no longer wanted to cuddle and so forth. And if I didn't take them, they were going to be put down. So I took in the three, and then word got around that there was someone who would take in monkeys, and at that time there were no primate sanctuaries.
How many are there now, would you say?
There are at least six others around the United States right now. Some specialize in particular types of primates, and some don't. But they're all fairly, well, compared to us, they're fairly new, because I've been doing this since 1978.
Wow.
And started on the East Coast, and then realized that, of course, the animals would have to be in an indoor heated building during the long, cold winters, and we only had really 6 weeks of summer in Massachusetts, so
you had to go to a warmer climate.
Chose San Antonio.
Yeah. I guess this costs a little bit of money, doesn't it?
Well, yes, and that's one of the problems since the economy crashed, and basically it hasn't recovered completely since 9/11. And then we had, of course, the tsunami, and a lot of American money went over there. So for the charities that depend on donations for animals, like ours, it's been a little hard to raise money. But just to maintain, this is no repairs or no new buildings. Mm-hmm. We need in excess of $1 million a year.
What kind of cost for food?
I don't really have a breakdown on it unless I pull out the audited financial statement.
Yeah.
I do know that, for instance, twice a week, the bill for various pellets and grains and hard foods is about $1,500 twice a week. And then we get wholesale restaurant quality produce for them, mm-hmm. Which is also quite expensive. And then we do have colder winter nights and so forth, so when the heaters go on, our utility bill for the electricity is about $7,000 a month, and
wow.
Then for the Air Force chimpanzees, which we had the honor of being granted when the Air Force divested themselves of the space chimps,
mm-hmm.
Their propane is about $400 a week. And it just goes on and on and on.
So if someone wants to help, someone wants to donate, is there a website? How can someone help?
Yes, our website is primarily primeds.org, or they can call the office directly and either speak to someone or leave a message on the machine and we'll call you back. And that number is 830-755-4616.
You guys online at all?
No, we don't have email on there as yet, although the website is in the process of reconstruction, and if it isn't set up already, PayPal will be put on there very soon.
Beautiful. I want to see pictures, because I know there's also a very delightful side to these wonderful primates.
They're magnificent animals, and I can't imagine having a day go by where I didn't have the chance to talk to them and interact with them, but they still have an element of danger about them, and you have to remember that they are wild animals.
So what kind of words would you give to someone like Hal who would love to have one as a pet?
What I would suggest to somebody like Hal is to really look at some of the adult animals and perhaps notice some that had been much loved, very uh-huh. beloved pets and so forth, but then just one day decided that they wanted to dominate their owner and severely damage them.
So I can send him down to your sanctuary.
Well, that's my question. Is the public is the public allowed to look, view, or anything at your sanctuary?
We try to discourage that somewhat. We don't want to become some sort of a roadside zoo, and with especially the abuse cases, too many people coming through causes them distress.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And we see a great difference in their behavior. So in a lot of cases, we do not allow people, unless they're carrying a very large wallet. But,
yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah,
we have the same policy.
I won't come. I'll just send Hal by himself.
Send Hal by himself?
With a large wallet, yeah.
Okay.
We appreciate your time today.
Oh, is that all I get? You don't have any other? No more questions?
Well, I have lots of questions. I don't know that everybody shares my affinity for the primates as
well, they should, especially the chimpanzees are almost identical to us, except for a few minor differences, like more body here than most, but not all people.
You haven't seen
Hal. You wouldn't even know he was
How
there.
How would you know? What are you talking about?
But I would advise people to, if they want something different as a pet and so forth, there are domestic animals like the domestic ferret and different breeds of rabbit that are could be used. A lot of pet birds. I mean, in my house, the only pet bird that I have is a canary named Charlie, who, is no trouble at all, and they've been domesticated since when the Spanish Inquisition or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So he's perfectly happy in my office. And so But the wild animals, it ends up being a no-win situation,
yes,
both for the animals and for the people.
And we hear that over and over. And we took time to broadcast from Tippi Hedren's location. Very much the situation, the same situation, where, you know, someone says, oh, I'd love to have
a cute little lion
or a tiger. And then they grow up, and it's a horrible existence for everybody involved, including the person who has to part with that animal. So we encourage you to think twice, especially since there are so many animals in the shelters these days that need homes.
That need homes. Yes.
Domesticated animals.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Wallace,
absolutely.
We appreciate your time. When you get to that website up, let us know.
And all the people who want baby chimps must realize that an adult male chimp can reach 200 pounds. And,
wow.
And they're pound for pound, they're seven times stronger than a human because they have denser muscle material.
Mm.
And there's no way that they can be controlled beyond the beyond the age of three.
Yeah.
You know, without, you know, really beating them. And
unless you could bench press about 600 pounds, you probably have no chance.
Even so, they'd probably still be faster than you.
Very good.
No, I wouldn't suggest it. So which one of you is volunteering to go into the chimp cage to demonstrate this graphically on television that we can...
That will be Hal.
Okay,
yes,
Hal.
Yes.
You two can work out the details on that. I seriously would like to broadcast there live, but that's something we can talk about off the air. We'll be back. There's more Animal Radio right around the corner. Hold on.
Hi, it's Judy and Hal from Animal Radio.
We're here to tell you about how Lowe's is the most family-friendly company, taking care of all the family members, including the four-legged ones.
The four-legged ones?
Yeah, get this. When your cat or dog checks in, they get a welcome note from the GM, and on it, it has information about the hotel pet services, local dog walking routes, puppy pagers, area pet services like veterinarians, pet shop groomers, much more.
You know that what I like the best?
What?
Is that they also get the signature Lowe's Loves pet bowl and mat, which they can take home when they leave.
You mean they actually get to leave with that stuff?
They can check out with it.
Well, here's the lowdown on Lowe's pet-friendly service. They have pet room service off their pet room service menu designed in conjunction with veterinarians.
None of that cheeseburger junk food here.
No. It offers the proper nutrition to help pets deal with the stress that comes along with travel.
Well, you think you're the only one that gets stressed.
So the next time you're traveling with your pet, don't forget Lowe's loves pets.
And you're invited, too.
Did you know that cloning your beloved pet doesn't mean you'll get two furry friends? In fact, chances of successfully cloning your pet is 0.04%. And if it worked, chances are your new friend would have cloning-related health problems. The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can duplicate your pet. Who's duping who? Don't be duped. Don't clone. Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
Here at Animal Radio, we get all kinds of good stuff to play with.
Sometimes the first time a product comes out, we're here to test it.
This week, we've been testing out the new SC-X105L sports camcorder from Samsung. It is so cool.
It's so small, it's rugged, it's water-resistant, and you can use it in situations that would just pulverize a regular camcorder. You don't need two hands or any hands at all to hold the camera.
Which means you could be driving a vehicle, skateboarding, a tightrope walking, skydiving, conducting criminal sting operations, or even putting the camera on Nike, the studio stunt cat.
Not for the faint of heart.
Finally, we know where he's picking up all those burrs when we let him out in the morning. The SCX-105L sports camcorder from Samsung is so easy to hook up to your Mac or PC. I know how you get, like, really sick when people shoot their own videos. It has one of those built-in image stabilizers. Go to your favorite electronics store and tell them you want the SCX-105L sports camcorder from Samsung, and you can have it strapped on Fido this afternoon.
Find out who's really digging in that trash, your husband or your dog.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And before it's all done, we're going to tell you how to get qualified for the no-name giveaway, which includes the Samsung camcorder.
Woo-hoo!
Among a bunch of other things, you can see the huge list, ladies and gentlemen, at animalradio.com.
And it's getting bigger and bigger every 2 weeks.
It's unbelievable. That means next week we're adding some more stuff.
Already?
Yes, already.
Wow.
Boy, we got to go pedal the pavement right now, I'll tell you that. We have a very special trainer on the phone with us, a dog trainer, Lori. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very well. We have Lori Verney. Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Yes.
On the phone with us. And you put together a website, kind of important. Same reason we got together for Animal Radio is we felt too many animals were being given up just because they had behavior problems. People would take them to shelters and say, you know, I don't want this cat anymore because it's scratching up the sofa. And unfortunately, if the animal didn't find a home within just a few days, the animal might be put to sleep. A lot of animals being put to sleep simply because owners aren't educated about handling behavior problems, and they don't realize that there's other solutions than taking the animal back to the shelter. And you've created a website called www.freedogtraininginfo.com, as well as put together a book called House Training Puppies and Adult Dogs. Tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that has always stuck in my mind ever since I became a dog trainer over 10 years ago is that so many people are giving up on their pets due to problems that sometimes could have been easily avoided, or even it's not too late that they could easily rectify the problem and keep and enjoy their pet.
What are these common problems?
I would say some of the most common problems include house training accidents with both puppies and even adult dogs that have ongoing confusion. Separation anxiety is also a very common problem where people's dogs are very upset when they leave to go to work or to leave the house for other reasons. And sometimes those dogs become destructive. Either they have accidents or they chew things or bark all day. And then other things such as jumping on visitors or running away, leaving the property, and the people having to drive around and look for them. These are some of the most common things that I've come across.
What about solutions to any of these? Can you give us some tips that we might find in the book?
Absolutely. Well, my book, Everything You Need to Know About House Training, Puppies, and Adult Dogs, is very much geared for not only instructing people how to go about house training their dogs, but also to help people understand how dogs think, which really can be significant in preventing problems or alleviating problems in the first place. So the main thing that's really important with house training is supervision. That's making sure that when your dog is doing the right thing outside, you're there to praise him and teach him that outside is the right place to do his business, and also that people are supervising when their dog is inside so that when there are accidents, the dog is caught in the act and taught that that's not the right place to do his business.
Okay. You know, I was just looking through the book, and I saw this rolled-up newspaper, and I was thinking, oh, she still doesn't advocate. Go ahead and use the rolled-up newspaper, and then I finished the paragraph. And
my recommendation is to get a newspaper, roll it up, and put some duct tape around it so it stays rolled. And next time you walk into your dining room and find that your dog had an accident an hour ago, you should take the newspaper and conk yourself over the head with it because you were supposed to be supervising the dog.
Yes.
Then take the newspaper and put it in your fireplace and use it for kindling.
Very good. The book is called Everything You Need to Know About House Training Puppies and Adult Dogs. Lori Verney is with us. So if you have a senior dog that has perhaps all of a sudden started to urinate inside the house, what are some tips for handling that?
Well, there's a difference between an adult dog and a senior dog. If we're talking about a senior dog that's elderly and people suspect that their dog may be incontinent, one of the things that I do is recommend that they go and have a veterinary evaluation and see whether it is actually a physical problem. Most of the time, our clients come back and tell us that the vet found nothing wrong with the dog, and we have found that with senior dogs that suddenly regress, very often they're just either too lazy to get up and go outside, or they may even be trying in their own way to dominate the family and exert their leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Many adult dogs also have house training problems as well, where maybe they have never been thoroughly house trained in the first place, or sometimes they begin to start having accidents, maybe if there's a new baby or a change in schedule. Obedience training, lots of people think about it as something that's only for show dogs or for fancy dogs, but really it's for every dog. Just like every child needs an education, every mm-hmm. dog needs an education. Otherwise, they just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And dogs being pack animals need leadership in their lives to help show them the way.
Very
Very good. They need someone to be the boss, huh?
Absolutely, because dogs being pack animals, if no one else does exert themselves as the boss, they feel obligated to step into the role of family leader. Now, most dogs don't have a natural leadership personality, so if they feel obligated to do that in spite of their instincts not to, it can result in a very unsure a dog that has additional problems. And if it is a dog that has the natural inclination to be more dominant and that is comfortable stepping into that role, unfortunately, those dogs may not necessarily create household rules that are going to be acceptable to the humans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The website is www.freedogtraininginfo.com. The book is called Everything You Need to Know About House Training, Puppies and Adult Dogs. We have 10 copies. 1-866-405-8405. You can pick up on one of these copies right now.
And they're signed.
They are autographed.
Yes,
I just realized
that.
Very good. 1-866-405-8405. And if you don't get through today, you can pick these up just about anywhere, any store. Is that correct?
You can definitely order them in every store. I'm not sure if they're on the shelves yet of every store because it is a new release, but they're definitely available online at freedogtraininginfo.com as well as Amazon and Barnes & Noble's online and many other online bookstores.
Lori, thanks for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Do you have a favorite photograph of a beloved pet you want to immortalize? Do you want to surprise a loved one with a gift of custom art? Stones of Glass Artists can turn your cherished photograph into a permanent piece of art. The products made by Stones of Glass are a perfect gift or remembrance of a pet that gives you so much joy. All of our work is custom made from your photograph so we can make any animal, dog, cat, horse, reptile, etc. At stonesofglass.com, our stepping stones are stained glass set in concrete for a portrait of your pet. They are perfect outdoors, in a flower bed, a path, a welcome at your door, or as a memorial. Our etched sun catchers are encircled by chain with a loop for hanging either in a window or as a holiday ornament. At stonesofglass.com, our etched portraits are made from your photograph by etching onto a glass plaque, capturing your image. Celebrate, memorialize, or give a gift of beautiful custom artwork to a friend or a loved one by visiting www.stonesofglass.com.
This is Animal
Radio Network. Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
What's over 5 feet tall and 140 pounds at birth with lots of spots, long legs, and a really long neck? Okay, the long neck part gave it away. The Phoenix Zoo is celebrating the birth of a baby giraffe. The hot and dry Arizona weather is a good match for the giraffes. Their native land is Kenya, but so far 16 giraffes have been born at the Phoenix Zoo. Manager John Sills says a successful breeding program means the giraffes are healthy and comfortable. The gestation period is 14 months, and mother giraffe Jumbo delivered the 140-pound baby standing up. The zoo plans to hold a contest to name the lanky baby. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people, too. Animal Radio.
See, why can't you do any kind of jingles like that?
Huh? I'm sitting here singing along to that one. That one's kind of catchy.
Radio is brought to you by Comfort Zone with DAP. The DAP spray is great for traveling in the car or plane or to the vet. Just spray 8 to 10 pumps into the carrier or car 15 minutes before placing your dog inside to make his trip more comfortable and soothing. Check them out at FarnhamPet.com. Animal Radio is also brought to you by Lowe's. Determined to be the most kid-friendly and pet-friendly hotel chain with fantastic welcome amenities for kids and pets alike, Lowe's has introduced healthy menu options for its pet room service menu, as well as its healthy kids menu. Lowe's has great summer rates. Check it out. Summer bungalows. www.loweshotels.com/summer. Also, Samsung. Check out the new SEX-105L. Multifunctional. It's a cool camera. We were checking it out yesterday. All the things that it does. It's a digital still camera, an MP3 player, a voice recorder, data storage, a webcam, all of that, including a sports camcorder. It's the SEX-105L from Samsung. Check it out at Samsung.com. Steps for Pets. They use all the best materials and stand behind all their dog mentions and cat condos. Check out the cat condo featured at Animal Radio's webcam, $169 plus free shipping. Visit stepsforpets.com, stonesofglass.com for your personalized keepsakes. The Suncatcher, we're giving it away in the No Name giveaway. It'll be personalized to a picture of your pet. They have all kinds of great artwork. stonesofglass.com. We'll be back with more Animal Radio. Stick around.
Every once in a while, there comes along a special group of animal lovers that stands strongly in defense of the voiceless. Animal People is that newspaper for people who really care about the animals. Animal People's published 10 times yearly. The publisher is a nonprofit corporation dedicated to exposing the existence of cruelty to animals and to informing and educating you so that animal lovers worldwide can eliminate such cruelty. Your subscription is $24 a year. Get Animal People's fair and accurate investigative reporting from the industry watchdog. Visit our website at www.animalpeoplenews.org. That's www.animalpeoplenews.org to subscribe to the news for people who care about animals. Animal People. Subscribe today at www.animalpeoplenews.org.
Hi, it's Judy and Hal from Animal Radio.
We're here to tell you about how Lowe's is the most family-friendly company, taking care of all the family members, including the four-legged ones.
The four-legged ones?
Yeah, get this. When your cat or dog checks in, they get a welcome note from the GM, and on it, it has information about the hotel pet services, local dog walking routes, puppy pagers, area pet services like veterinarians, pet shop groomers, much more.
You know that what I like the best?
What?
Is that they also get the signature Lowe's Loves pet bowl and mat, which they can take home when they leave.
You mean they actually get to leave with that stuff?
They can check out with it.
Well, here's the lowdown on Lowe's pet-friendly service. They have pet room service off their pet room service menu designed in conjunction with veterinarians.
None of that cheeseburger junk food here.
No. It offers the proper nutrition to help pets deal with the stress that comes along with travel.
Well, you think you're the only one that gets stressed.
So the next time you're traveling with your pet, don't forget Lowe's loves pets.
And you're invited, too.
Bob Barker reminding you, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness
from all across the globe.
This is Animal Radio Network.
We're with Dr. Rubenstein. Where are we calling you today? You're in East Coast. I feel East Coast.
Yeah, we're in New York City, the Big Apple.
New York City. And, of course, as we get into summer now, the kids are out there playing in the parks and in, well, they're just about everywhere these days. And I am just reading this press release that you sent me about actually some of the dangers that our children face from contaminated sandboxes and dirt and grass, actually contaminated from our pets.
That's right.
What's this about?
Well, you know, we don't think about intestinal parasites as being a problem. You always hear about dogs having worms and they go to the vet. But these parasites are potentially very, very dangerous for our children because the dogs and cats are going to the bathroom in the parks and the playgrounds and the schoolyards and the sandboxes. Uh-huh. And the fecal material can contain roundworm and hookworm eggs. And these eggs stay in the soil for up to a year. So when we're playing in the parks or our kids are playing in the parks or the sandboxes and they put their dirty hands in their mouths, they could potentially be putting contaminated soil in their mouths and they can come down with these parasites.
So these are the same worms that that can really upset our animals.
That's right. That's right. And we don't think much about them, but they can be very, very serious. We think about West Nile virus, and the truth is that there are three times as many roundworm infections in people than West Nile virus. 10,000 cases in the United States alone, and that's a big number. And for hookworms, the CDC reported that there were a million cases of hookworm infestation in people over the in the world last year.
And well, how does that affect us?
Well, these parasites, when we ingest the eggs, they hatch, and the larva, the worm babies, kind of migrate through the body and attack different organ systems. And where they attack, they cause inflammation and damage. One of the concerns for children is when they attack the eyes and they cause inflammation and blindness from retinal damage.
Okay, wow. So what can we do to prevent this? Obviously, we're not getting rid of our animals.
Exactly.
In fact, we're also concerned about our animals. They need to be treated, too.
That's right, and that's the first step. You want it, when you get a puppy or kitten, you want to bring it to the veterinarian and have them check them out. Give them appropriate deworming medications. I do it every 3 to 4 weeks until they're 4 months of age. I check a stool sample to look for parasite eggs, but even if I don't see any, I still give them the deworming medication because I want to make sure that they're clean. And then when I have dogs that are a little older, I start them on something called HeartGuard Chewable Plus. It's a once-a-month heartworm preventative, which is designed to protect against heartworm, which is a dog disease, but it has the added benefit of controlling intestinal parasites, so I get really good protection against roundworm and hookworm, and by protecting them from coming down with those, I protect us as well.
Is there anything our children can do to protect themselves?
Sure. I mean, the first thing to do is to really educate our children the dangers of putting dirty hands in their mouth. You know, kids think, oh, it's dirt, it's not a big deal. But if we let them know that they could potentially be ingesting parasite eggs that can cause damage, well, then I think they'll pay more attention. But, you know, some kids still don't listen. So parents should be very diligent. And when they're in the parks with their children, you know, continue to keep their hands clean. Use sanitation napkins or wipies. Use disinfectants so that they can keep the hands clean. So when they put food in their mouth, they're putting their clean hands in their mouths. And then, you know, you have sandboxes in the backyard. We mentioned about getting parasites. Well, cats like to use those sandboxes as litter boxes.
Yes.
We want to, you know, cover them when they're not in use. But education is the most important thing. Plus, cleaning up after your pets. Don't let the pets run around in the park. If you have a pet, you know, clean up after your pet. Walk them on a leash.
And again,
take appropriate steps to make sure that the dogs and cats don't get parasites by giving them appropriate dewormings.
Yeah, and you can keep your pets, your dogs, out of the children's play area.
Exactly.
Okay, and what kind of signs should we be looking for that our animal has worms?
Well, you know, a parasite really doesn't want to be discovered, so we may not even see any signs of our dogs and cats being sick, and that's why it's important to, when you have your dog checked regularly by your vet or your cat, to bring in a stool sample so they can analyze it for parasites. But if they do get really sick, they can get, you know, diarrhea, weight loss, poor hair coats, vomiting, and those are signs that you really need to go have the vet check your pet out and make sure everything's okay.
What about a website? Any place we can learn more about all of this?
You sure can. www.stopworms.com is a website where you can get great information on tips on how to protect your children from getting intestinal parasites.
Very good, Doc. We appreciate you spending time with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Got to take care of your family and your pets. Well, they're part of the family now. All want to be safe this summer to pick up on the no-name giveaway.
Yes.
We haven't talked about it yet. The top of the list is the Bissell Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner. That could be yours. I'll tell you how in just a second.
We have the Steps for Pets Cat Condo or Doghouse, whether you have a cat or dog.
And from Lowe's Hotels, the Pumped Up Pets Package. That's hard to say. It's a weekend at Lowe's Hotel with your pet.
And then we have the eSafetyAlert.com, which is the safety turtle receiver and transmitter to alert you if your dog should happen to fall in water.
And from Stones of Glass, the Sun Catcher. These are great folks. Your personalized custom-matched sun catcher made by their artists from your photographed
Names and text can be added. Mixed breeds, cat, dogs, reptiles, horses, ferrets, anything. Your favorite photo can become a piece of glass art at stonesofglass.com. You'll get a sun catcher from them.
And then we have the Puppy Paws, Sterling Silver Puppy Charm Ankle Bracelet, and the Mother of Pearl Heart with Crystal Puppy Paw Pendant.
Very good. You'll be looking sharp with the bling bling. From Samsung Electronics, you have the SCX105L Sports Camcorder. It's a camcorder that's so small, you can put it on your animal, your pet, and see what it looks like from their life. And we'll be doing that this week with Nike the Stunt Cat. You'll actually see footage up on the website at animalradio.com. Added last week
was from the Lunar Embassy. We've got two parcels of land on either Venus, Mars, or the Moon.
Now get this. A lot of pretty famous people have had this. We're talking presidents. Pope Benedict, celebrities, corporations, and now you will be able to pick up on this. How do you do it? You send us your empty inkjet cartridges from your computer printers. All you need to do is call us at 1-866-405-8405. Tell us you want a postage prepaid envelope. We'll send one to you. You put the cartridges in there. You don't pay a cent. Send them to us. For every four, we get you qualified for this no-name giveaway. We'll do the drawing. Someone will pick up on all of these prizes about September 30th or so. Remember, if you get a pet this week, spay or neuter, and don't go to a breeder. There's no reason to buy any pets from a breeder. You can get any breed you want at a breed rescue. We'll see you next week right here for more Animal Radio. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio.
Network.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
In this hour, we're going to uncover the mysteries involving sweet tooth kitties and why they have no sweet tooth.
Wow, I wish I didn't.
I know. How lucky can they be not to have a sweet tooth? Also, we'll get you qualified for the no-name giveaway. Anyone that calls in today gets qualified for the no-name giveaway at 1-866-405-8405. Listen up if you're listening to us in South Lake Tahoe. We will be there August 13th, broadcasting live, a whole day of events. That should be very exciting. We hope that you can be there. You can get all the information at animalradio.com. I was going to go to the phones here, but I see they... Oh, there they go. See, we can wait. We can wait till they light up. Hi.
Hey, I was just calling to get some cartridges.
Oh,
some envelopes for my cartridges.
Beautiful. You have cartridges you're going to send in and get yourself qualified for the no-name giveaway at the same time.
Yes.
What city are you calling from?
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara, listing on KTMS. We will send you just a couple envelopes right now, and if you need more, you just let us know, and we'll send you more, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Do you have any animals?
I have a cat.
What kind?
Siamese.
Okay, really? We were going to send you some catnip oil also, but we just heard tonight that perhaps Siamese cats don't like catnip oil. You want to try it?
I heard it. No, I don't think so. I think I've actually tried catnip on my cat before, and she wasn't too enthused.
Then it's probably why. Yes. Something we learned also ourselves.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay, I will.
1-866-405-8405 will send you the envelopes to send us those cartridges free of charge.
Yes, just call us.
It's a great prize package. It's huge. We'll tell you a little bit about it if you haven't heard about it in just a few minutes. It's for your pets and it's for you.
Yes, lots of different items.
We have a very special guest on the phone. She is a vegan or a vegetarian, and I'll actually let her tell you a little bit about her lifestyle. Tina.
Hi, Hal. How are you?
Very well. How are you doing?
Great.
What lovely city are you in?
I am in Parks, which is right near Flagstaff, northern Arizona.
Oh, you are, and actually not too far away from us.
Yeah.
Your name sounds familiar. I can't figure out why, but also your topic is very familiar. For everybody that's listening today, you've heard this before. This is nothing new, but some of the great research that's been done is finally coming to a head. We're talking about fast food. Now, there's a chemical called acrylamide. Am I pronouncing it correctly, Tina? Acrylamide?
Perfectly.
It's a chemical that's produced when carbohydrate-rich foods like French fries or potato chips are heated to really high temperatures. And I guess it was discovered in 2002 by Swedish researchers
and later confirmed by many other researchers, that this is not a good chemical to have in your food, and that there's a major concern. The World Health Organization actually said, the World Health Organization considers acrylamide in food to be a major concern. This is just the tip of the iceberg in your book, which is called The Fast Food Craze, wreaking havoc on our bodies and our animals. So tell us a little bit about what you eat.
Well, vegetarianism, I eat so well, and I don't have to worry about chemicals and, you know, all the things that go into these animals that are so, so detrimental to our health. The hormones, the antibiotics, all those things that are scary. Not to mention, like you said, the acrylamide, which is very highly carcinogenic. And it's also a reproductive harm. It does damage to the reproductive system. And it's very scary because, you know, they're not disclosing this stuff. And that's what really infuriates me. Children love French fries.
Oh, yeah. They love anything at McDonald's.
Adults,
right.
Too.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they target children. And that is what's really frustrating me the most, is that there's so many children. 1 in 4 children are getting cancer. They're getting breasts at 10 years old from the hormones in the meat.
Wow.
And they're getting adult diabetes. I mean, the children should not be targeted. And it's actually the parents' responsibility to make sure that these children get the proper nutrition, and they are not getting it.
Well, you know, I gotta say that basically the fast food restaurants appeal to the parents, too. They want them to come in, take a night off, take 5 nights off, especially in this workaday world.
It's convenient, and you know, we have to go back to the day when it was a family tradition to sit around the table and prepare a meal, a healthy meal together, because this speed and what's happening with our world is really scary. What's happening with the mass production of these animals, and it's just causing so many problems, you know, with our environment, with health, with all different kinds of issues. And what's really sad is it's the children that are really suffering.
Yes, and how are they suffering?
Well, they're sick. You know, children are getting sick. They're not getting proper nutrition. They're obese. I mean, they've got adult diabetes, which is unheard of 20 years ago, and just from not getting the proper foods. And, you know, and it's frustrating because I think that we need to slow down a little bit and think about what we're putting in our bodies. And what inevitably happens is that a parent will have a child become sick with cancer or leukemia or whatever, and then it dawns on them, oh, my God, I need to change the diet. I need to do something different.
Too late.
It's too late. Let's not make it too late.
Uh-huh.
Do it before it's too late.
Okay. How did this become such an important issue in your life?
Well, it started when I was a child. The farm animals that I was raised around, I had friends. They were my friends. Kids always make friends with animals.
Yes.
And my dad told me not to. And I came home and found my pet pig that I had on a leash and named him hanging from a tree.
Oh.
And right then is when I said, you know what? There's something wrong with this picture. That animal had as much right to life as I did. And this isn't right. And that's where it all started. I became a vegetarian at a very early age. And then I started doing the research and finding out why these animals are suffering so badly. And it's basically, it started when this fast food craze got started because of the mass production that's needed to fill these stores.
And what do you mean by that? Are you saying that the animals were not treated well because they had to have millions of them, or what?
Oh, 500,000 animals an hour are killed.
Wow.
And we're talking in the most inhumane, horrifying situations that are possible, that nothing should ever have to live through.
Mm-hmm. Like,
and
what?
It's devastating.
Give us an example. What kind of conditions?
Oh, first of all, they're crammed so tightly, and mainly chickens, pigs, they're all crammed so tightly. They're all disease-ridden. They're getting fed food that isn't really food. It's ground up other animals. And this is what's causing disease. And half the animals don't even live to the time to the slaughterhouse. 50% of them die because they're so sick. I mean, and they live in these automated warehouses where there's two people maybe running this 150,000 animal warehouse. And these animals are getting trapped in machines, and they're dying with other animals living around them. And these other animals are having to live with a dead animal in their cage for 5 or 6 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And rotting and maggots. I mean, just horrifying things that it's just not, it's inhumane.
Yeah. Well, you learned at a very young age, and it's not as easy as you get older to change your lifestyle. What kind of conscious decisions can we make?
Well, you know, if you read the last couple chapters of The Fast Food Craze, it gives you a whole list of all kinds of foods that you can replace, you know, protein requirements and all the different physical and health requirements for our bodies. It's all listed in there, and it's not difficult at all. I have no problems at all having a wonderful diet and feeling healthy and wonderful and not worrying about contributing, because when you eat these animals, you're contributing to the cruelty.
You know, I noticed one thing you mentioned in your book, and I think a lot of people aren't really aware of it, is you mentioned a mother talking about her husband going deer hunting and how she was appalled and she wouldn't touch the meat, but yet that same afternoon she would take her kids to McDonald's.
You know, and that's what's so amazing. Isn't that
amazing? Well, that's a disconnect that many people, I'm even guilty of. That's something, and because you learned at a young age by a very horrifying experience finding your friend pig hanging upside down, we didn't, and it's something that's a little different for us to make the transition, because it really, there is a disconnect. You don't put eyes on the quarter pounder.
I know that. And you know, and if there was two little sayings that are perfect that people should really take to heart. If you had to kill your own animal, would you actually be eating it?
Of course not.
No.
Okay. And then secondly, if you had a slaughterhouse window, if they had windows, if you can see in what is actually happening, do you honestly believe that? I bet you that there's so many compassionate people out there that love animals that would not even touch it after they saw what was really happening.
Well, you know, you don't even have to see. I bet even if you just heard.
Right.
You know,
or read the
sound.
Fast food crates. That'll tell you, right?
Yeah, you know, I did read it, and I have to say it was a big turnoff, as you know, towards the fast food.
I don't think I've seen you touch any meat since
you
started reading that.
I mean,
that
you
book.
Do lay it out. It's black and white. It's very good detailed. It's not real graphic, but it tells you the picture, and it shows you the picture.
And we appreciate what you've done. We have several copies to give away. The fast food craze wreaking havoc on our bodies and our animals, by Tina Volpe. How many copies do we have? We have 5 copies to give away, 10 copies to give away.
Copies.
Which is good, because this is a pretty important message. 1-866-405-8405. Call us now and pick up one of these. Even if you're just considering, possibly not really sure, on the fence, maybe thinking of not going to McDonald's this afternoon. You should read this book, okay? Is there a website?
Yes, there is. It's fastfoodcraze.com.
And Tina, we thank you for spending some time with us today.
And thank you so much for having me. You guys have a wonderful day.
By all means.
This is Animal Radio Network.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment, and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
This is Animal Radio Network.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Do you have a favorite photograph of a beloved pet you want to immortalize? Do you want to surprise a loved one with a gift of custom art? Stones of Glass Artists can turn your cherished photograph into a permanent piece of art. The products made by Stones of Glass are a perfect gift or remembrance of a pet that gives you so much joy. All of our work is custom made from your photograph, so we can make any animal, dog, cat, horse, reptile, etc. At stonesofglass.com, our stepping stones are stained glass set in concrete for forming a portrait of your pet. They are perfect outdoors, in a flower bed, a path, a welcome at your door, or as a memorial. Our etched sun catchers are encircled by chain with a loop for hanging either in a window or as a holiday ornament. At stonesofglass.com, our etched portraits are made from your photograph by etching onto a glass plaque, capturing your image. Celebrate, memorialize, or give a gift of beautiful custom artwork to a friend or loved one by visiting www.stonesofglass.com.
Did you know that cloning your beloved pet doesn't mean you'll get two furry friends? In fact, chances of successfully cloning your pet is 0.04%. And if it worked, chances are your new friend would have cloning-related health problems. The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can duplicate your pet. Who's duping who? Don't be duped. Don't clone. Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
Hi, it's Judy and Hal from Animal Radio.
We're here to tell you about how Lowe's is the most family-friendly company, taking care of all the family members, including the four-legged ones.
The four-legged ones?
Yeah, get this. When your cat or dog checks in, they get a welcome note from the GM, and on it, it has information about the hotel pet services, local dog walking routes, puppy pagers, area pet services like veterinarians, pet shop groomers, much more.
You know that what I like the best?
What?
Is that they also get the signature Lowe's Love pet bowl and mat, which they can take home when they leave.
You mean they actually get to leave with that stuff?
They can check out with it.
Well, here's the lowdown on Lowe's pet-friendly service. They have pet room service off their pet room service menu designed in conjunction with veterinarians.
None of that cheeseburger junk food here.
No. It offers the proper nutrition to help pets deal with the stress that comes along with travel.
Well, you think you're the only one that gets stressed.
So the next time you're traveling with your pet, don't forget Lowe's loves pets.
And you're invited, too.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness
from all across the globe.
This is Animal Radio Network.
And you're listening to America's number one animal show, and we thank you for making us number one. And the reason we're number one is we have killer celebrities that this lovely lady over here books every once in a while. And also some great experts on the show, like the expert today, who's going to tell us what's the scoop with the sweets and the kitties. Is he there? Do we have him on the phone, Dr. Brand?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. What city are you in?
Philadelphia.
Calling Philadelphia today. Talk to Dr. Joseph Brand, who is kind of an interesting doctor. I don't know what the name is for what you do, but you talk. You're a sense doctor?
Yeah.
And I mean S-E-N-S-E.
Yeah, I have no sense.
What kind of doctor do they, what do they call that?
Well, I'm actually a neurobiologist, and I study the sense of taste. So I guess I'm a taste neurobiologist.
And that's mostly humans you study that, is it correct?
I study humans and animals, yeah.
And we noticed that Fido is definitely interested in the chocolate around the holidays, but the cats have no interest in any of the sweets. You say that's because of defect in the gene that codes that part of the sweet taste receptor?
That's right. You got it right. We ought to employ you.
That's all we needed. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Good day. tell us a little bit about what you've discovered and why my cat just is not interested in anything sweet, which is fine with me because it means there's more for me.
My thoughts exactly with my two cats.
Yes.
The cat cannot taste sweet. We knew that for many, many years. It's been documented for 50 years in the behavioral literature, but no one really ever knew why. And with the discovery of the sweet taste receptors, we thought we would see if the cat had a defect in its receptor. Well, not only does it have a defect, it's got a big defect. It has part of it missing, and none of it's ever made. At least the protein's not made from the gene. The gene is defective. We call it a pseudogene, sort of like a molecular fossil. It used to be there, but it's no longer active.
So at one time, could they taste sweets?
Presumably they could, because they have the sort of the shadow of this receptor.
Okay.
Before dogs and cats diverged in the carnivore family, they must have been able to taste sweet, because the dog has, as you said, a perfectly fine sweet receptor. So the common ancestor of the dog and the cat probably could taste sweet. And somewhere along the lines, after the cat and the dog diverged, the cat lost its ability to taste sweet and became a true obligate carnivore.
Is that true for all cats? Big cats, lions,
yes,
tigers?
Big cats, lions, tigers, cheetahs.
Is that because they're in their normal life they didn't need sweets to exist? Did it evolve out or devolve?
Well, you know, If I knew that question, I'd be on radio tomorrow, too.
Well, you're on radio today.
Yeah, yeah. It really doesn't take a lot, as I've proven for years, that it really doesn't.
No, it's an interesting question, you know. Did the cat lose this receptor and therefore have to become an obligate carnivore?
Mm-hmm.
Or did it simply fill this niche of being a carnivore and it didn't need the receptor anymore, so it just it became a pseudogene? I'll tell you, a lot of these olfactory receptors that people have are pseudogenes.
Oh, really? I did not know that. Well, what is a pseudogene exactly for those of
us
like
me? Well, a pseudogene is a gene in the DNA. It's a sequence of DNA that is in some way defective. It has too many mistakes in it.
Mm.
And so the machinery that normally reads that line of nucleotides basically gets stuck. It says it doesn't read it, it doesn't need it. There's too much junk in there, so it just goes on to the next one.
What causes that?
Mostly disuse.
Disuse, okay.
Yep. In the olfactory genes, we have very few left that are not pseudogenes. The dog, of course, being a hunter with its sense of smell, has many olfactory receptors that we don't have, but we have the shadow of those receptors.
Mm, okay.
Hmm.
I think that the taste world of the cat is something we can't really imagine. I think that the cat we're going to find more taste receptors, types of taste receptors, than we have as a human. I don't know what those are going to be, but when you look in what little literature there is on cat neurophysiology, sometimes people would give them stimuli that we couldn't taste, but their taste nerve would react to it. So there's probably other kinds of receptors. Maybe their receptors that they have are differently, we would call it differently tuned. That is to say, they can taste compounds that we can't taste through the same receptor. But in any case, the cat having lost its sense of sweet taste probably is compensating somehow for that by making a different type of receptor. I mean, you think of all the compounds that are in meat. You know, this cat's going to eat raw meat. It's a big cat, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It would make sense that he would develop, or she would develop, another receptor. Take a receptor from somewhere in the brain and put an analogous receptor in the tongue.
Sure, sure.
Now I have a big sweet problem. It's caused me to gain a little bit of weight. How can I lose mine?
Yeah, can we bust her code all to hell?
Can I alter it?
Well, yes, you could.
I mean, it's going to take me too many generations to not use it and lose it. So.
Actually, we can do that on animals at will. We can do what's called knock down.
Mm-hmm.
We can knock down a gene and make it less active. But you wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to do that on a human.
Okay.
But you can block your sense of sweet taste.
How do you do that?
There are chemicals in the world that will do that. One of them is called gymnemic acid, which comes from the extract of the leaf of a plant called Gymnema sylvestre.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what it's called. And that compound, when you make a tea of it, put it in your mouth, will block your sense of sweet taste selectively. And it'll do it for maybe half an hour.
Very good to know.
It's a fascinating thing to do because a sugar cube really feels like you're chewing sand. I mean, there's just no taste whatsoever.
How weird.
Oh, that's very interesting.
But when you take something that has complex taste and you just get rid of the sweetness, then you have some idea what the cat's world is like.
Yeah, not that good.
Okay.
Not that good. Well, I'll tell you what. Very fascinating. There's a lot to be learned on the subject, and there's a URL here that was provided with your press release, which is it's kind of a wacky URL. So I'm gonna put it up on animalradio.com so people can link directly to it. I believe it's your paper. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Any other places we should check out online?
Well, I work at the Monell Chemical Senses Center, and you can find out about that place where we study taste and smell at www.monell.org.
Very cool. I'm going to spend the afternoon researching that. I think it's an awesome subject. And we appreciate you spending some time with us today.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a few minutes here.
Yes?
We're going to be, well, first of all, we have Rayanne Cumulos, and whatever she talks about is always very intriguing. But we're going to give you all the details, how you'll get qualified for the No Name Giveaway.
and have yourself a Samsung camcorder, among other things, the Lowe's Hotel package. It's all part of the No Name giveaway. Also, if you live in South Lake Tahoe or Carson City, we're going to be there live, broadcasting live on Saturday, August 13th. All the details at animalradio.com.
Come out and meet us. We want to meet you.
And for you Los Angelesians, Los Angeles,
Los Angeles.
If you live in Southern California, we'll be in San Diego September 23rd, I believe it is, broadcasting live for the San Diego Pet Expo. And of course, all that information is at animalradio.com. There's more Animal Radio on the way. Stick around.
This is Animal Radio Network.
Hi, it's Judy and Hal from Animal Radio.
We're here to tell you about how Lowe's is the most family-friendly company, taking care of all the family members, including the four-legged ones.
The four-legged ones?
Yeah, get this. When your cat or dog checks in, they get a welcome note from the GM, and on it, it has information about the hotel pet services, local dog walking routes, puppy pagers, area pet services like veterinarians, pet shop groomers, much more.
You know that what I like the best?
What?
Is that they also get the signature Lowe's Loves pet bowl and mat, which they can take home when they leave.
You mean they actually get to leave with that stuff?
They can check out with it.
Well, here's the lowdown on Lowe's pet-friendly service. They have pet room service off their pet room service menu, designed in conjunction with veterinarians.
None of that cheeseburger junk food here.
No. It offers the proper nutrition to help pets deal with the stress that comes along with travel.
Well, you think you're the only one that gets stressed.
So the next time you're traveling with your pet, don't forget Lowe's loves pets.
And you're invited, too.
This is Mary Lou Retton for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered how other small business owners gain access to health insurance? It's not an easy task having access to quality, competitive-priced health insurance. I'll tell you one way. Put the NASE on your team. They're the nation's leading resource for the self-employed. The NASE offers over 100 valuable business and personal benefits that are crucial in running your own business, including access to quality health insurance at a competitive price that also allows you to choose your own coverage based on your needs. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed today.
Call 800-531-6854, 800-531-6854, 800-531-6854. Association benefit availability, dependent upon membership level and state of residence, may be subject to change. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Some of you may be brand new to Animal Radio and you know nothing about the No Name giveaway, so let me tell you about it real fast. What we're doing is we're collecting those spent cartridges, those spent ink cartridges from your computer printer.
Everything but Epson.
You throw them away. If you send them to us instead, you can get qualified for this giveaway. We turn it into cash to fund programming like this, educational animal programs and adoption events. And there's no reason for you to throw them away if we can use them.
Yeah.
And get you qualified for the no-name giveaway at the same time. Let me tempt you. The no-name giveaway has a Bissell Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner.
It has the Steps for Pets cat condo or doghouse.
Which is huge, by the way, and you can see what the cat condo looks like by going to animalradio.com and selecting the webcam, because we actually have one in the studio, just to show you what it looks like. From Lowe's Hotels, the Pumped Up Pets Package Weekend. This is a weekend with you and your pet at any Lowe's Hotels. They'll be giving you the pet room service and all the good stuff, because Lowe's loves pets.
We also have the eSafetyAlert.com, which is the safety turtle receiver and transmitter. This is an item that goes around your dog's collar, which will alert you should he happen to fall in any kind of water, be it a pool or a lake, and it's a great saving device.
Very good for the summer, or any time, really. StonesGlass.com gives us a sun catcher, and this sun catcher is a beautiful etched piece of glass with a picture of one of your favorite pets on it. Living or not living, either way, it's a great little gift. And from PuppyPaws.com,
we have the Sterling Silver Puppy Charm Ankle Bracelet, as well as the Mother of Pearl Heart with Crystal Puppy Paw Pendant.
a lot of beautiful bling bling for the Guardian. Yeah, we figured you'd need something too. And we're also giving you the Samsung Electronics SCX105L sports camcorder worth almost $600. Woo-hoo. This is a small little camcorder that you can hook on your animal. That's why it ties into this contest, you see. And we're taking pictures of, we're actually putting it in our cat, Nike the Stun Cat, and he'll go around the studio later on this week, and we'll put it up on the website so you can see what it looks like. You'll also pick up on two parcels of land on Venus, Mars, or the Moon, courtesy of...
Wow, of the Lunar Embassy.
Now, get this. Some presidents have had some of these. Celebrities.
Celebrities.
This is on the level. These are real pieces of land on Mars or Venus.
You'll get a real certificate, and what we're throwing in is the Farnham Comfort Zone with DAP for dogs and the lighted leash to light their way. And then also for cats, we're throwing in the feel-away and the perfect mood detector so you can find out if your cat's enjoying the trip.
Yeah, because you never know, really, if your cat's enjoying a
trip
to Venus.
Yeah, your cat could get stressed out during the travel to Venus or Mars, so you want to throw in the comfort zone from Farnham to calm them during their trip, during their flight.
This package is worth
trillions.
And you can pick up on it just simply by calling us at 1-866-405-8405. Say, Hal or Judy, I want a postage-paid envelope so I could send you my spent ink cartridges. We'll send you that envelope. You put those ink cartridges in there. For every four that you send us, we'll qualify you once for the no-name giveaway. Qualify as many times as you want before the end of September.
It's that easy.
Each two weeks, we add something to this. So it's going to get bigger, bigger, and better. Your pets will thank you.
Yeah, you will thank you.
The environment will thank you. Of course, we're all about cats and dogs and fish and horses, and we're also all about birds, and we have Rayanne Cumulos.
Welcome to Voice of the Animal. Cerulean, turquoise, sky, aquamarine, cornflower, teal, blue. When you think of the color blue, what animal comes to mind? Why, the bluebird, of course. Henry David Thoreau wrote, "The bluebird carries the sky on his back." And he does. An otherworldly heavenly blue. The blue of the Virgin Mary's cloak. A Maxfield Parish twilight blue that speaks of the enchanted realm of fairy and magical places not of this world. The American naturalist John Burroughs described the bluebird as a disembodied voice, a rumor in the air, before it takes visible shape before you, finally revealing in its feathers one of the primary hues and the divinest of them all. Happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. And why, oh why, we wonder, can't I? It is this wonderful other world that is associated with the bluebird in the sacred narrative of the Navajo, in which the goddess, Changing Woman, is born high on a mountaintop surrounded by bluebirds and rainbows. It is Changing Woman who realizes that the people need some kind of tool to remember all of the sacred rituals of their ceremonies. She decides that paintings made of colored sand, grains, pollen, flower petals, and berries would be perfect, as the materials would always be available. But she's not sure just how to create them, so she has a sing. And while deep in meditation, a bluebird comes and sings with her. The bluebird is the messenger of Talking God, her guardian grandfather, and his presence is confirmation that her sand paintings will be of great value to the people. And so they are to this day. A Pima legend tells of how Bluebird got his name. He was once an ugly, nondescript bird and was most unhappy about it. So for 4 days in a row, he bathed in a pure blue lake, chanting a sacred song. On the fifth morning, he emerged with blue feathers, and Coyote proclaimed him more beautiful than anything that flies in the air. The phrase, the Bluebird of Happiness, comes from a play called The Bluebird by the Nobel Prize-winning playwright Maurice Maeterlinck. It is an early 20th century fairy tale where a brother and sister are sent from their forest home by a fairy queen to search the world for the bluebird of happiness. The children visit many places and have many adventures, but only when they return home do they realize that the bluebird has been at home in their birdcage all along. The children give the bird to a neighbor child who is very ill, and the bird flies away. By the end of the play, they've learned that true happiness is usually found in your own backyard, in the journey, not the destination. In seeking, not finding, and in an unselfish act of giving, not the reward. This theme was later immortalized in the song The Bluebird of Happiness. First introduced at Radio City Music Hall in the late 40s, it became a best-selling record.
You too can find the bluebird of happiness in your own backyard. As urban sprawl, development, and pesticides have caused the bluebird population to decline, humankind has taken action to help. And it has become popular all over the country to create bluebird trails, nesting boxes designed especially for the size and nesting needs of the bluebird. A trail can be one box or dozens. The bluebirds can have two families a season, and they will return back to their nesting boxes each year. Then, you won't have to travel over a rainbow to see them, but you will find the bluebird of happiness in your very own backyard. Visit us on the World Wide Web at voiceoftheanimal.org for Voice of the Animal. This is Rayanne Cumulos.
Oh, yeah. The only classy part of Animal Radio, Rayanne Cumulos.
Yeah, that's the one part we don't do. Wait a minute.
Yeah, what's wrong with that picture there?
Yeah.
You have some wacky news, some wacky animal news.
A man got more than he expected when he agreed to an unusual sentence for animal cruelty conviction.
Uh-oh. What was the sentence?
Well, it was Ulysses Zimmerman, 22. He pled guilty to animal cruelty for allegedly neglecting his dog, denying it veterinary care, and strangling the animal.
Oh, well, he should.
Yeah.
Well, how was he punished?
Well, he didn't pay a fine or didn't spend time in jail. Instead, he had to stand at a busy intersection wearing a sign that reads, "I plead guilty, animal cruelty is a crime, and my dog's name was Salt and Pepper." He was supposed to be out there for 8 hours at this intersection, but the humane officer who devised the sentence allowed him to be released after about 3 hours because of all the passing motorists were abusing him and hurling obscenities at him. And
as they should.
As they should. Of course, you know, the gentleman still denies he intentionally hurt his pet, but I think he learned a hard, long lesson.
Yeah, we bring you the animal news from all around the world, that's for sure. If you want more of that crazy, wacky stuff, head on over to animalradio.com, where we have just a multitude of information, just anything you ever wanted to know about animals or animal radio or Judy or Hal or anything's right there at animalradio.com. Up next, we'll be finding out about how dogs react to sweets. We already found about cats and how that can become a problem.
Wait, let me get a cookie first.
That's all on the way right here on Animal Radio. Stick around.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim Weight Loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
You say you're thinking about cloning? You also say that you're an animal lover. Well, you can't be both.
Do you know that many multiple animals have to be killed to make one clone? So, if you truly are an animal lover, you'll give a homeless animal a home. Visit www.nopetcloning.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free
shipping.
$169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
We actually got a second one of those cat trees because we liked them so much. And at $169, you can't go wrong.
No.
StepsForPets.com. I know I sound like a commercial, but let me tell you, it is definitely worth it if you have a pet, a cat in particular. But they do have dog mansions, too. They have some very dog mansions. We, just a few minutes ago, were talking about sweets and cats and how cats don't like sweets.
No.
There's no reason to really worry about them around the chocolate because they don't like them, do they?
No, but dogs, on the other hand,
they're very, very different. We have Darlene Arden back on the show. Darlene, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, Hal. How are you? Hi, Judy.
Hi, Darlene.
So quiet in the background there, I didn't know if you were still there.
I'm here. I'm breathing and everything.
Good. Dogs.
And I'm beginning to wish I were a cat and didn't have a sweet tooth.
Yeah. I can understand that, but dogs sort of have a sweet tooth, don't they? What's the deal with that?
Yes, they do, and that can get them into lots of trouble.
Like what kind of trouble? What kind of trouble?
Like antifreeze. If they lick up antifreeze, it will kill them, and there is something in it that tastes very sweet, and dogs love the flavor.
So this,
and that can be lethal. They are now lobbying, I believe, in Congress, trying to get them to put an additive in, make it a law that they would have to put an additive in that tastes sour so that dogs won't lap it up and neither would the occasional cat attracted to it.
Well, that seems like a simple fix or something for it, but what if it's it could be on the tar pit right there on the concrete where your car, if your car is leaking that stuff?
Exactly. It would be so easy to have that happen, and I wonder if there are statistics on how many dogs actually die as a result. And the result of a pure accident like that, where it's just out on the driveway and the dog's out and suddenly laps something up.
What if you discover that, first of all, I guess you'd wonder, what are the signs that you would use to discover that your animal's been in the antifreeze, and what would you do?
I think they go down pretty quickly, and they look kind of weak, and I would take a good look at first of all, you're better off going out with your dog and walking them. Because the problems that they can get into on their own are so many, and most of them lead to a veterinary appointment, so it becomes more expensive.
Uh-huh.
Plus, it's a better bond if you're out walking with your dog. I mean, why did you get a dog in the first place? Wasn't it for companionship?
Yeah, sure, okay.
So that would be kind of neat. I would check paw pads as soon as they come in and wipe them off.
Oh, good idea.
Same thing you would do in the winter when you've got them out on, walking, and there's salt out in a lot of the roads where there's snow. That's another thing that can cause problems. I would also check the pads of the cat's feet, because if your cat is allowed out, and we prefer indoor cats, heaven knows mine's indoors only, but cats are cleaning themselves constantly, and they use their little paws the way we use our hands to wash. And if they walk into it and then lick it, they don't have to like the taste. All they have to do is ingest a tiny amount. And a dead pet is not a fun companion.
No.
Okay, so I assume you immediately go to the vet.
I would go to the vet so fast, because if they go down really fast, it's lethal. No joke.
Yeah.
So run, do not walk to the veterinarian. And if you can get somebody to call ahead and say you're coming and it's an emergency, so much the better.
Isn't there an antifreeze that
yes, there is one made for years that's been made for pets, and why that hasn't gotten more hype, I don't know.
Do you know the name of it, by chance?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of it. I know it, and it's just slipping my mind, unfortunately. Okay.
Well, there's some states that have already acted for against the antifreeze to add, you know, some kind of a bitter substitute. California, New Mexico, and Oregon are some states that have already done so, and they're trying to do a federal standard for all states and try to get Prestone, which is one of the leading manufacturers, to start, you know, by adding that bitter ingredient to all their antifreeze.
That would be wonderful. That would be such a good PR
thing
for them. I don't know why they wouldn't do it.
What a great PR stunt that would be.
It would be fabulous. They could get more mileage out of that and more free publicity from it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they say they don't mind doing it, but they just can't have, you know, conflicting state laws. They want to see it done overall.
Universally.
That would be wonderful. I would like to see that done. Getting back to dogs having a sweet tooth, though.
Yes, I'm sorry.
There is... No, don't apologize. This is fascinating. And I started it by mentioning the antifreeze. But I wanted to get this in. There is a dog food that adds molasses to their formula.
Oh, my gosh.
And dogs love it. And this is a very well-known food
among
certain people. It's considered a very good food. Personally, I wouldn't feed it to a Yorkshire Terrier because they're predisposed to pancreatitis. So anything that's sweet or high fat, I would just be afraid.
So look at the ingredients for molasses. If it's in there, change foods.
I mean, you know, maybe it's fine for some, and a lot of dogs thrive on this particular food. It's considered one of the better foods. And there's probably nothing wrong with it. It's just that, you know the old saying, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you? If I had a dog who was at high risk for pancreatitis and I was watching fat content, I would be really concerned about developing that sweet tooth in the dog with a food that has molasses in it.
Mm, okay.
Because while it's palatable, so the dog will eat. I mean, the best food in the world is no good if the dog won't eat it.
No, it
That's
is.
So
true.
Theoretically, this is great. They get the dog to eat the food. However, if you've got a dog who might have a potential problem, if the dog's anything like me, there's no such thing as one cookie. There's a bag, there's a box.
Yep. So they want more and more and more. DarleneArden.com is the website. You can follow our links from AnimalRadio.com. We appreciate your time. You're awesome as usual, as always.
It's a pleasure being with you, too.
Thanks, Darlene.
Thank you.
Remember, if you get a pet this week,
spay or neuter. And don't purchase a pet. If you're looking for any specific breed, go to a breed rescue or just go to your local shelter and get that cute little mutt that's waiting for a home.
They have so much personality anyway, okay?
Yeah.
And remember, all the information about any of the guests you heard today or just you want to sign up for the no-name giveaway, get a free envelope. It's all at animalradio.com. We'll see you next week for more Animal Radio. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.